Even though the lights are switched off, the moon shines through the window and across the room, touching the edges of the furniture. Objects slowly begin to reveal themselves as your eyes adjust to the dim light. You can see a desk, an antique lamp, and the gilt frame of a painting. It's too dark to see all the details, but it doesn't matter. The only thing you want to gaze at in this moment is the full moon, silver and luminous. It shines brightly, clearly visible through a large curved window shaped like a half circle. There's something mysterious and dreamlike about this room. You're not quite sure where you are or how you got here. You feel as though you might be somewhere high up, a room at the top of a tower, like something in a fairy tale. All you can see through the window is the moon in the night sky, surrounded by a scattering of stars. The landscape below is a mystery, just like the details of the painting on the wall. But these details are not important to you right now. Maybe you'll find out later. For now, you're happy to leave it to your imagination. Perhaps you're by the sea or a forest. You picture the crests of gentle waves, then the tops of the trees, all gleaming with light, as if they've been touched by a silver paintbrush. You stand by the window and gaze at the night sky. The full moon is gorgeous, a perfect circle. Somehow it feels both impossibly far away and tantalizingly close. The fullness and roundness create the illusion that you might be able to lean out the window and touch it. Simply looking fills you with a sense of peace. You breathe in deeply, meditating on the moon and paying close attention to every detail. You notice the silver edges blending into the night sky, the softness of its light, and the hazy patches of grey that spread across the surface. Eventually, you turn your attention to the room. You're curious about the desk by the window and the objects half hidden in the darkness. You turn on the antique lamp and start to spot other beautiful things. A spherical glass paperweight, leather-bound notebooks, and delicate silver ornaments. As you run your fingers over the desk, touching each object in turn, you notice another book. Not a notebook, but a heavy hardback. The silver letters of the title glint in the lamplight. It reads, "The Mythology of the Moon." It's a beautiful cover, simple and elegant. There's no name of an author and no images, except for a glittering crescent moon curving around the title. Although you're starting to feel sleepy, you're intrigued by this alluring book. Perhaps you'll read a few pages before you drift off for the evening. On the other side of the room, right against the wall, is a long plush sofa. There's another pretty old-fashioned lamp on the corner table next to it. The perfect place to read and relax. Then slowly fall asleep. You turn on the second lamp. The pool of soft golden light doesn't illuminate the entire room, but makes it just bright enough to read. You slip off your shoes and recline on the sofa, your head propped up on a pile of soft velvet cushions. You're so comfortable that you could even fall asleep right now, reclining here, gazing at the moon through the window. All it would take is just a few deep breaths in and out, closing your eyes and drifting into slumber. You yawn and rub your eyes. This room has a calming atmosphere. It's so quiet, peaceful, and comfortable. But you're still curious about the book resting in your lap. So you decide to open to the introduction and learn about the mythology of the moon.